This is our busiest pedestrian day.
I know.
Behind the wheel of his BMW, James Thomas carefully manages the turns around Springfield's Phelps Grove Park. There are more pedestrians out walking and biking today, he tells his passenger. And he beams as I ask him from the back seat about his former job, Vice President of Architecture and Construction under the legendary John Q. Hammonds. His last big job, he says, was overseeing the design and construction of Hammonds Field. But this is more than just a typical leisurely car ride around the neighborhood. Thomas, who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2001, is operating a vehicle specially designed to account for his physical ailments, mainly an inability to feel from the neck down.
When you lay on your arm or something and it goes to sleep, you know, because it stops the blood flow, well, that's what my body from my neck down feels like all the time.
As I speak with the 65-year-old from inside his home office, jazz music radiates from the living room speakers. Assisted by a walker on wheels, his residence near downtown Springfield has been at times the only place Thomas could safely navigate. Just over a year ago, Thomas's condition had worsened to the point where he no longer felt comfortable behind the wheel. Then about 2 months ago, he sought a change.
I got a little tired of, you know, doing all the stuff that I do on a regular basis just at home and being a homebody, even though I have friends that will take me wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go there.
Thomas, now more confident in his mental capacity, reached out to Mercy's Outpatient Therapy Driving Rehabilitation Program. The service helps people with physical ailments or mild cognitive impairments get back behind the wheel.
Now see, I put my hand up here because it's kind of a comfort thing.
Thomas's feet rest atop a steel plate that covers the gas and brake pedals. Inside, his right arm controls when to stop and go via a lever next to the center console. The steering wheel, which is equipped with a knob at the 8 o'clock position for better handling, is operated by his left arm. He's essentially learning how to drive again, this time without the use of his feet.
Nice, smooth start.
That's Mindy Smithwick, an occupational therapist and certified driving rehabilitation specialist with Mercy Hospital. She's riding alongside Thomas, as she does roughly twice a week, to monitor his driving and assist with the hand controls if needed. Each year, she helps dozens of people through the driving program, which starts with a comprehensive evaluation testing vision, cognition, and motor skills. Then comes a field test, where patients are judged by their ability to operate a vehicle, whether with modified hand and foot controls or without.
In the case of James, you know, he came in for a hand control evaluation, so if someone in his position, obviously you can't jump in the car and drive with those hand controls all over town. So we're going to start those in a parking lot, look at their potential to steer that vehicle. Do they have the strength to turn the wheel? Or are they going to need modifications to the wheel? You know, what is it going to take? When we apply the adaptive equipment and test it to see that they have that potential to operate it and learn it.
Smithwick says the driving program's low-tech adaptive tools are designed to overcome most physical disabilities, but vision and cognition issues are the hardest. Besides MS, as in Thomas's case, Smithwick says the hospital has worked to help patients with spinal cord injuries, stroke victims, and amputees, among others, drive again. For Thomas, early struggles involved an inability to lock the brake tool during a prolonged stop. It's a process that requires selecting a button on the side of the stop-and-go lever, what Thomas called a T-bar. That issue was remedied about a week ago.
Is we determined that it didn't take the buttons on both sides of the T-bar. I could do it with just the one on the left side with just my thumb. And after a while, you know, I could do it with practically not even, you know, looking at it.
Thomas says it never felt as though the program would be too much of a challenge for him. He credits the fact that he was already used to driving with mainly hand controls from the days where Thomas rode a motorcycle. And given he has no feeling in his feet, he's not distracted by the impulse to pump the accelerator or brake. Thomas says getting back behind the wheel is a psychological boost.
Even though I have a great support system out there of friends and family, you can't call on them for just every whim that you might have. So having this little bit of freedom back is pretty fortunate.
As I told him in the beginning, one of the hardest things you do is turn, because when you turn using hand controls, it's almost like you're rubbing your belly and patting the top of your head at the same time.
Smithwick says while working with Thomas, she's noticed an improvement in his confidence behind the wheel, which in turn has lowered his stress levels. and the process is not as fatiguing anymore for Thomas, she notes, which he's prone to with MS. Once Smithwick and Thomas feel he's ready to be released from the program, Thomas will get tested through the Missouri Department of Motor Vehicles. If approved, his license would show a restriction to operate a modified vehicle. While there's still training to be done, Thomas is on pace to soon drive on his own again. This more than a year after losing the ability to safely do so. Awaiting Thomas are those errands to the grocery store, jaunts through the drive-thru, or perhaps a trip down memory lane and a leisurely stroll by Hammond's Field. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Scott Harvey.